buddy, BG, and the Mr. JT over there.
That's this guy right here.
And a little Saltino down on the floor.
If the great Saltini.
And Beastie left. He's like, I gotta get going. He's off to work.
Traipsed on through here.
Yeah, he had some through to the other side. Nice warm house water, and then headed back out to guard the deck or whatever cats do.
Love that house water. Sounds gross to say house water. Yeah, instead of tap like water.
Toilet.
Yeah, hey. Yeah.
Well, it's like just sitting around on the floor in the house.
In a
bowl, right? Yeah. Like it's not.
Right, I guess not.
They don't have fresh. Like a little kitty cat fountain situation or anything.
Not fresh from the tap.
House water. Well water?
Hose water.
That's hose different. Water. Not
this, take one letter out.
Not this house. Time of year, there isn't.
You know. No. Frozen hose water. It's ice. Yeah. There you go. Hose ice. Oh.
The dog likes good. Playing with those little bits of ice.
He loves the ice cubes.
It rained just a little bit on the tarp where the new firewood got unloaded, and we have to cover it because we've got to split it all still before we can get her stacked. But there's been a bit of water on there, and then it pooled up and then froze because we've had some cold weather, and the dog is wild about chewing on ice cubes. So I guess when you're teething, that's probably...
That's how I was going to do a disclaimer and say, like, if we're looking down, you know, we're not, like, checking out our own junk or checking our phones or anything, you know? Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Looking at the dog.
The phone is actually what's recording right now, so not to give away how we're doing this.
Why did you do that? I
don't know. Finally found out now on episode 70, whatever it is.
73 or 74?
I don't know. It's getting up there.
Yeah, crazy, hey?
3/4 of a century amount.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
I don't know if that counts for
I don't know things. If that's how you work
probably
for
not.
Things.
It's not worded right there. Sorry, Soma, and everybody else doesn't understand words.
That's like when they do like a space satellite the size of half a giraffe.
You know? It's like the top half of the giraffe, the bottom half.
I love that. It says like, you literally pick the worst animal to be halved. You know, whatever.
Like a hippo. You understand like half a hippo is going to be like
going to be that way or that way.
Yeah, part of a.
And either way, it's probably about the same weight.
Should be.
Shape and size.
Should be.
But giraffe, half.
I know, right.
It's giraffe crazy. Half.
Oh, you get that front half, you're going to get some more weight.
Exactly. You know, I get that. There's probably plenty of weight in the neck, eh?
I would say so.
I watch those videos where they just like whoop, swing them and they're fighting other giraffes and stuff.
I was what are they swinging them around for? I'm like,
oh, just for funsies, headbanging.
Trying to get that coconut off the tree, assuming they live where there's coconuts.
Rock and roll probably punk. Not. Rock and roll
it's probably not accurate either.
Sorry, what'd you say?
Some BG facts over here taken after May
facts.
On the handsome pod.
Gotta get you a button.
Yeah.
BG facts.
I don't want to rip her off.
It'd be a question mark. BG facts?
Yeah.
We don't really know.
Guesstimations?
We're not checking the research on that.
No. Don't write your project on any of the stuff we're talking about.
Oh, here. I was like, don't write your congressman? I wasn't sure where you were going.
If you want to, write your nana either way. She's going to be stoked.
Yeah, definitely do that. Call your nana.
Yeah. You know, text her at least.
Writer?
I was saying writer, but I don't know if people can write anymore.
It's more personal.
I'm not sure.
I guess I stop drinking so much water.
Why?
My mouth is dry from brushing my teeth.
Is it? It's not from the marijuana?
No, definitely not. No.
Not from the cannabinoids? All cannabinoids? Cannabinizing
you. Put the noid in. Cannabinoid?
Oh.
Remember the noid? Was that Pizza Hut? Or 7-Up.
I don't know what that is.
They had like a full on, there was like a cartoon and a video game, and the Noid, he was like in a all red jumpsuit thing and had like weird ears, almost like a rabbit, but not quite. Avoid the Noid.
And what's the Noid? Like Noiding off? Or?
No. He was the Noid. I think it was like,
he made your pizza
stale or cold.
That'd be annoying.
Or something.
That'd be annoying.
Yeah, there you go.
It's like annoying.
But, you know. Oh, yeah.
I thought I'd get a bigger laugh on that, but that's okay.
It was a good video game.
Was it?
Yeah. It was fun.
Okay, so there we go. I didn't know we were going to talk about something I didn't know about.
That's how it happens sometimes. That's how you learn.
I didn't. It's not on the script here, Jason.
What if you just always talked about the things that you know?
Scripted up with my printing.
I don't know why I said ow. It didn't even hurt me.
Shit. There's stuffing all over the floor.
Yeah,
the mushroom died. Okay, we gotta
puppy paws.
Gotta switch up the pets. Okay, should I just turn it off for a second or?
Yeah.
Just
It's, how quick do you think of a turnaround
we got? I don't know how fast of a
movie. Did you already shut yours off?
No.
Okay, leave it on then.
Maybe I can just twirl it up.
I can probably get the mushroom.
The dog's like sliding the mushroom towards me. He's like, hey, this is where it came out of. Mushroom. I just sort of put my sock on it and then just like, so here's some.
Mushroom.
So already on the list right here. He's okay. He's not yanking stuffing out anymore.
Okay. All that's the stuffing's true. Out now?
I just keep catching it with my sock. It should be okay. All right. So there we go.
Hey.
And nothing.
Welcome back.
Nothing to see here, folks.
We can't pick a podcast. Title podcast.
Oh, yeah. We didn't say what the name was, did we?
I don't know.
I don't know.
We can't pick a title, so, you know.
Just like.
I guess we'll go with that one.
So many to choose from. So many less all the time.
Mushroom stuffing podcast.
I do love mushrooms.
I do love stuffing.
Stuffed mushrooms are pretty delicious, too.
Ooh, good call.
Anytime there's cheese involved, I'm in there.
Nice, nice.
Like a bread crumb or a
is that what they stuff them with?
I think so.
Oh, I don't even know. I just always eat them and go, mmm, those are yummy.
Yeah. Stovetop or something.
Jam some stovetop in some mushrooms.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, might as well. So what are you up to this weekend, Jason?
Oh, the things that I got into, my body's still feeling it a couple days later. I guess
working
you
on
could
your
say
fitness?
Working on my fitness.
Yeah?
Saving a horse, and I didn't ride a cowboy, but I saved a horse.
I didn't see any cowboys there.
We, many of us, including you and others, saved a horse.
Yeah. Big Harvey slid into the ditch accidentally on his way to breakfast, we think.
Should we post... show pictures and warn people like it's it's not gory or
no anything. There's a picture of him kind of like curled up in the ditch, like because like if you imagine there's like a ditch on your right that the dog's assisting here.
Yeah, he's a mic assistant.
Yeah, so like the horse is like walking along over the like dirt bridge kind of over the ditch.
Yeah.
And the back leg just like slid down into the ditch, and so he kind of like wound up on his side but his front end upwards because he's a gigantic fucking horse, and he's like in his mid-20s. And doesn't have a super strong back end on him anymore. So, yeah, I guess he was down there.
Slumped in.
And it was wild. Like, there were so many weird little serendipitous things that all, like, kind of came together so that stuff was available. Like it was a Sunday. So there was, like, the fellow with
people
the excavator was
available.
Home
yeah.
And lives just down the road, and he happened to be home and was able to just pop over and be like, yeah, I'll go get my excavator. I'll be right back. We'll dig the fucking bank out. And there was friends that came. His halter wound up breaking, and so we had... the horse from next door. It's like I feel like I'm in an interview and someone's moving the mic.
He moved it away and went back and moved it even closer.
Yeah, the mushrooms... stuffy mushrooms getting trashed. It's going to be a lean one. Different shape now. And it's squeaking. Sorry, guys. We said we weren't going to do that anymore.
All right.
Should I pause and get a different, less squeaky one?
Yeah, let's do a thing.
Okay, we'll actually we'll pause. I'll be right back. Okay. I'm back. Anyways, the mushroom has burst at the seams.
Yeah, that's the size of the squeaker on top of my hand, how big it is.
So, anyways.
So, horse, you're...
Yeah, he slid into the ditch on his way up for breakfast, and I was like, the day before, or 2 days before, I was over riding the new horse, Skylar, and it was super windy, so she was all zippy, which was pretty exciting, but anyways, stayed on, and but I had this cooler blanket that I'd bought for Harvey back when I was still riding Harvey, so like a few years back, and... I'd brought it over there because we've had some very cold weather, and I wasn't sure if we go riding and she gets wet, I'll need to like wick the moisture off of her before I just put her back out in the minus temperatures. So I had it over at that next door, and it was, you know, kind of taking up space in this laundry basket, and I was like, yeah, I'm just going to bring it back with me. And so I had it here at the house, and so I was headed over.
Happened to have it.
Yeah, I'd brought it home. Like, nobody said, like, okay, get it out of here. It's taking up space, whatever. Like, the horse hadn't been sweaty when I'd ridden her. Not sweaty on her back where it would go anyway. So I was just like, oh, I'll just take it home, get it out of the way. And so I happened to have it. So we were able to bring it that morning. And I was on my way out the door to go feed the horses next door because it was my day to do that on Sunday. And I just was like, felt this over, like this urge to listen to music while I was over there. And because my phone's not really working great right now, like it can't pick up a signal from anywhere but here. So I just like went to click on my liked songs. And so I like hesitated. I stopped at the door and took a minute or so to do that. And as I was queuing the songs up to put it back in my pocket, and like I wouldn't have got the notification. So Siri messaged me and was like, having a barn emergency, can you come help? And I was like, of course, I'll be right there. Messaged the neighbor, was like, hey, I'm going to be late feeding and cleaning the horses today. I don't know how long I'll be. There's an emergency there. I'm going to be there.
Well, I think I was already awake, but basically let me know.
Yeah. Like, oh, so shit. Once I found out what was going on, I talked to Jason, and it was pretty cold out still in the minuses, but not as like no wind and stuff like it has been. And it was clear out, which is nice because I mean, we've been having like 70 kilometer an hour winds and there wasn't really any wind Sunday.
Yeah, which it was a pretty decent day.
Incredible. You know? And full sunshine, no rain, no snow, no nothing. So it was like the gods were in our favor to save this old boy who slid into the ditch on his way up for supper or breakfast. Yeah, and like thank goodness Siri was home.
Yeah.
Right? And nobody else was in charge of looking after the horses that day because that, like, who knows that they would have seen him it. Down there because she was really like, oh, why isn't he coming for breakfast? Yeah. And then she, like, saw that his white blaze down and she's like, what the hell?
Yeah, and that's, I mean, as big as his head was when it's all sort of blending in with a field.
And when it's an inch off the ground, you're not looking for an 18-hand horse's head an inch off the ground.
Yeah,
it wasn't unless you're seeing flat. He was tucked right in there. You couldn't even really see him.
Yeah, until he moved his head up and down. I'm like, oh, shit. Okay. You know, but I could really see him.
But. Yeah, he was pinned in there. His front little legs were, like, up against the edge, like, curled, like, munched right in. He could every once in a while stretch up his left one. And his back one, he was basically on the top one. And then the bottom one was, like, under the culvert. You guys had said that he'd kind of dug out underneath trying to, like, push his way out of there.
Yeah, he's trying to
unwedge himself.
Yeah, it was a few scary times. He'd smack his head against the ground trying to get up and out. And
yeah, we got some horse blankets. Siri went and got more horse blankets. And I'd brought the one that I had and threw it over him. Just so that, like, he had something extra on top of him. And it's like a micro fleece thing, right? So it's supposed to keep them warm, but, like, be breathable.
It's a trench, so there's water flowing through and underneath them, like, fresh off the rocks, you know, cold-ass water.
Yeah,
so,
super-duper cold water.
Yeah.
And, I mean, at this time, there's, like, maybe 4 or 6 inches in there. But because his big Shire booty was in the hole, it was, like, kind of blocking the, like, his whole top right leg was, like, like, closing off the thing. So it was starting to fill a little more and a little more. And it was sketchy. We wound up having some really awesome people come and help. My neighbor's husband, Ian, had come. When Harvey's halter broke, they were like, shit, we don't have anything that's big enough for him. Like, there's no spare halter for Harvey. He's so fucking big. And I was like, oh my God, I think that the one next door will fit.
Right, yeah.
Like the one that we're using on Skylar, because the one that Skylar came with, it was like when you did it up, it was like kind of on the last notch. It was like, you know,
just barely.
It was nice. It'd be nice to have a little more room for doing it up and stuff, right? And so we've been using this one that Lee had that she had from when she had her horses that ironically used to live on that farm as well. And those old boys used to just, like, stand on the side of the bank to get the grass, and they would, like, crush the bank down in there. So it was kind of eroded all around them. Yeah. Not that I'm blaming Omar and Raven for making the ditch the way it was, but
a little bit.
Yeah. Anyways, we saved them. People came.
Awesome.
And we got
super thankful for everybody that showed up.
Everybody was so awesome. We were able to use the halter from next door. I mentioned it, and then Ian ran home and got that. And some painkillers for him afterwards for the horse.
Yeah.
I had when we had first got there, we were the first people there, other than Siri, because she lives there, and we went down there, and she was putting some blankets under his head, so because he, you know, like flapping around on the frozen ground trying to like get up, and you know, you can only hit your head on a hard thing so many times, and then you break stuff.
Something gives.
Right? Yeah. Your face is going to break before the rocky ditch bank.
For sure. Yeah, the frozen bank.
Yeah. So she was putting that under there, and I was, like, crouched down on the edge, just, you know, like, kind of trying to, like, hold around by his ears and by his eyes and just tell him he's going to be okay, and we're going to, you know, we got people coming, we're going to get you out of here, buddy, I know it's uncomfortable, and just trying to pep talk him through it. And, because, I mean, it's easy to give up when you're that fucking cold and stuck and you're old, old boy, too, you know? So I'm, like, down there kind of trying to give him a pep talk, and I'm not a fast mover because I'm a hefty gal.
Oh, I know where this is going.
Sturdy gal. And so I'm crouched down with him, and... I go, he starts flapping around, and I'm like, shit, maybe he's going to get himself out of this. I better get out of the way. So I, like, spin around, and I'm, like, full effort to take a big step to get out of the way, and fell down hard. Yeah, hard.
Yeah, bump, kicked her boot, and caught straight down on the Jason knees says, and shins.
Like,
and
the side of my, the front, like, pinky toe area of the boot. On my right one, and then just landed on my left one, and it's savage. We've got a couple photos. I don't know if I need to stand up, and should I stand up?
We
and
can
show
insert
them?
Photos.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's all good if you're okay
Beastie
with showing
just
them.
Popped in. He's going to maybe hop up behind Jason.
That's what I was going to say, is that's why I'm not, that's not why I'm sore, because you fell. But
no, but that's why you're a little tender today, too. You were holding Harvey's halter. Once they went and got the other halter, which has a super long lead rope on it, like fucking miracle, right?
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
Like if
shorter,
Lee hadn't had the intuition that she was like, I don't know, I feel like this halter is a little small on Sky. I'm going to bring my other one, and had that there. So that was boom. That was in my head. Within a split second of that breaking and knowing we needed a new halter, I had one sourced in my head. I'm like, if they can lend it to us, boom, we can hold his head up out of the water.
Well, that's what it
when it came to that.
Needing to be,
you know, to be able to help him. Like, I could have fashioned something together with lead ropes, but all those buckles and stuff would have been putting crazy pressure on his head.
Yeah, for sure.
As it was, the rope halter put a lot of pressure on
him. Well, and that was all we could do.
All I could do
to keep his head out of the water.
Yeah.
I was like, literally.
Well,
like,
because he had to get, you guys, he had to get kind of flipped over.
Turning.
He was kind of nestled up against the bank, and then we had to kind of flip him onto his back and then up onto the bank on the other side that they dug out and then get the ropes underneath them again. And then, what was it? Strapping?
Straps.
So they had straps.
Yeah, they were really good with that, having all the straps and everything ready to go, and those big, nice, wide ones, you know, the belly straps almost sort of deal. And
it was, and everybody was really good. Everybody was watching out for him and advocating for him. Like,
and watching out for everybody else, too. You know, like, that was a big thing, because he was flailing his legs and his head around at any given
time.
Not
all the time, but he would struggle every once in a while to be like, okay, I think I can get myself up out of there, you know, feeling the pressure coming off or whatever. And he's trying to help get out, too. He was so patient.
Oh, for sure, yeah. He wasn't doing it to get anybody.
No,
he was literally just
like
trying
in
to get
fear
himself
flipping out.
Up and out of there.
Yeah.
You know,
but he did
deal.
Wind up like full baptism under the water like a couple of times, and I just remember his little head coming up just soaked.
Well, and that's
his
when the bank
ears
gave away sort of underneath me, because I was holding on to him, holding his head up, and I was all fine. He was fine, and then, boop, the whole bank gave away underneath me as he sort of pulled me in. And then I ended up having to turn.
Salty, be nice with the kitty.
Sorry to interrupt.
Had to turn and hold the rope. And then that's when he just yoinked his head right back again, just trying to, like, heave himself up.
Yeah, he's trying
to get
up and
get
out of the
just
ditch.
Fucking, it just reefed on my whole body and sides and shoulders. Like,
all your beef cakes?
Yeah, exactly. All my middle cakes. But yeah, I only made one Artax joke, so that's
good.
Yeah,
you did.
You know?
Hang on, Artax.
And it was weird because I made the Artax joke like before that happened.
While he was still stuck.
And then that's literally like as I'm looking back, holding his head out of the water, I'm like, oh, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, it looked just a little bit like Artax. He's coming out of the water with his eyes. I'm like, holy shit, dude.
Yeah, it was.
How you doing?
It was touch and go for a little bit there, and because he got fully soaked and it was minus temperatures out here, he had a lot of blanket changes, and Siri came out and blow-dried him. She said it was like, I don't know, we were there by 20 after 9 in the morning, got the message just after 9, like a couple minutes after, and we were home by about 1:30, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, came home about 1:30, and I mean, he was out of the ditch within an hour.
Yeah,
of
for sure.
Of us being there. So we figured he was maybe in there 2 hours total.
Yeah.
But he started, I had a banana on standby. I was like, okay, I brought a couple bananas for us, and bananas are Harvey's favorite thing. And Siri said he was eating his pellets when she first found him, but then he wasn't. He wasn't eating his pellets anymore by the time we got there. He was just like, okay, get me out of the fucking hole here, you guys. Yeah. It's getting cold, yeah. And this is sucky. And,
yeah.
You know, having the blanket on him for a bit was great. I was like, oh, shit, I should have saved it for after, because that's what it's for, drying them off.
Right, yeah.
But it was really sweet. Jason had said, oh, well, you know, having it on him while he was in the ditch was probably what he needed to keep him warm enough until, you know, we got him up and out of there. And
well, and especially because we had no other blankets at the time, too.
Yeah, there wasn't anything else to cover him with.
The right blanket is the one you got with you. The one that's ready to go.
It was kind of funny because I was, like, so happy that Harvey was getting, like, kind of, like, unwedged. But I was like, oh, good, he's getting unwedged. And then my blanket got slurped underneath him and down through the culvert. And I'm like, fuck, I don't know if I'm getting that blanket back. It's just gone.
Oh.
Right? Like, it was, in the end, we went into the garden area, and Andy came in there, Andy. And, yeah, cut the brambles back, and Matt hopped right in the ditch, which was like 4 feet deep,
yeah,
you know, on the edge, but yeah. Only like, you know, maybe a foot of water in there or whatever, but it was crazy heavy, like I would say 80 pounds of water, because it's a size 87, which is from like center of a horse's chest to the back of the tail, so it's a gargantuan fleece blanket.
And just a huge wet blanket, so it's not like the easiest thing to carry either, you know, it's like, holy shit, what is you?
Like when so people heavy. Call somebody a wet blanket, that's what they
literally.
Mean.
Literally, yeah, exactly, yeah.
And then it was great because I had it in the freaking laundry basket.
Oh, right, yeah.
Right? I'd brought the laundry basket, so it was great. I was able to throw it back into that on the way home, you know? Perfect. Yeah.
And he's recovering now. I don't want to say he's recovered because it's only still been a couple days or whatever, but
he
seems like he's doing good.
Visually, he's only got a mark, like a bump on his cheek, so as long as that swelling comes down and it isn't anything major, you know, like he's moving around really well considering, you know, he dried off and has fresh blankets on now and is eating and pooping and peeing and moving around out in the field like nothing happened.
That's all we can ask of any of us.
Yeah, so
just eating and pooping and peeing.
Yeah, so
staying a little mobile.
And if I just have one banged up shin and Jason has a sore back for a couple of days, then it's worth it to save
definitely worth it.
My horsey buddy, Big Harvey. Yeah, he is such a good boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was amazed at like how incredible everybody was. They were all so respectful and
for sure.
And knew the fuck what they were doing.
Yeah, everybody just sort of, and if they didn't, then they backed off and
let somebody else double check, make sure it's okay. Whatever, yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
it was incredible. It was harrowing. You know, you hate to think, okay, well, there's a small chance that bottom leg or that hip is shattered to fuck, and this horse is going to get shot and dug a hole and get planted today.
Yeesh.
You know, like that was the shitty side of it, is we didn't know. If that's what
spun
was going on.
Spun that happy ending we had there right into the ground.
It was some reality. It was just the reality that we all didn't know till he got up. And then as he was recovering and on his pain meds, this nice gal that's on the island, she said, like, you know, we have to watch him over the next couple of days because sometimes a break doesn't come apart right away.
Yeah.
So she said, you know, that's why like a deer or something will still like run, get hit by a car and run off the road and keep going. It's because it hasn't had a chance to like pop apart properly. Yeah. Like
compound fracture.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's still small chance that that could be going on, but he's gotten up and, yeah, he's gotten up and down and, you know, laid down and gotten back up. Since then, and yeah, everything else is looking good. No,
I'm certainly no vet, but I've busted a lot of bones.
And knowing Harvey, like you'd be able to tell if he's not comfortable because he gets that look on his face.
If anything, my guess is he was embarrassed a little bit.
It sort of seemed like that.
And standing extra tall to compensate, it was like. What? Nothing happened. What was the panic for you guys?
I'm okay.
You know, yeah, he seemed like he was. So that was my only worry, was like, are you just hiding your pain?
When he walked all the way back up to the barn with them, I was just like, attaboy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like that's fucking best case scenario.
Good old tough boy, Harvey.
Yeah, and Huey was amazing. The orange horse was just hanging out in the paddock, just fucking eating his alfalfa and just calm as fuck.
Super chill.
He's like, they got you, buddy.
Yeah, no neighing or anything from him.
And, he wasn't freaking out and being a menace. And when he went in with him, it was the cutest thing. So when we came home to have some breakfast or lunch or whatever, just smoke five bowls in a row or whatever we did, have a coffee. Harvey was like laying down in this nest of shavings that Siri had put in, so he had a soft spot to lay down, right? Yeah. You know, been through a lot. And after his pain meds, he was just like, actually, I could just have a little nappy poo right here. And then the other horse was in with him, and it was cute because Harvey was curled up, and right behind his bum was standing the other horse, was right behind him, like watching his six, facing, you know, the driveway, like, I got you, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah. I protected him.
My buddy. I'm so glad everybody jumped up and came there on a Sunday and saved my horsey friend.
They all love horses. It was just a silly
little mistake. Yeah, Siri's got some fucking awesome friends.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, friends and family.
Yeah.
It's all community, island community. Everybody helps out everybody when they can. And it's the only way to get things done. You know, it's perfect. You know, and at worst,
it literally couldn't have gone any better.
Matt could have went and got his excavator if possible. There was another one up the road from the other crew that I could have went and talked to.
Yeah.
And, you know,
Jeremy was saying Aaron had something, a type of machinery that might work.
Yeah, and for sure.
Andy was saying the tractor wouldn't start this morning. Yeah. So he was a little bit like, but then, everybody else fucking came in and, you know.
Yeah, it was perfect. Yeah.
Had a cup of coffee afterwards and said, no, we're all good.
Coffee and soup. Jeremy went up and made soup.
Yeah, I don't know if it was Jeremy. For everybody, but yeah, she was super supportive. It was great.
Yay. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a lot of teamwork and a lot of weird little serendipitous stuff that just all perfect storm of like it couldn't, you know, if you're going to fall in the ditch,
on a Sunday.
That's the day to do it when, you know, when your people are home and around. When there's somebody there to save you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If you're going to have a heart attack, do it in front of the hospital or whatever. I'm just saying something like that. Maybe I just made that up.
Maybe. Trademark that.
Trademark. Patent pending. Copyright.
Here's your shirts. Get your shirts. I don't know what you guys did this weekend.
Steamboat Willie shirts.
I don't know what you guys did this weekend, but that was the highlight anyway.
Was Sunday. So that was our relaxing day off.
Yeah, that was.
That was supposed to be the chill day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what grueling shit we were up to Saturday, but...
I think it was also...
Oh, Saturday I had clients Saturday, all day.
Saturday, full day.
Yeah, that was, like, had he done it Saturday, I would have had, like, six people I would have had to just send a message to and hope they didn't show up because I wasn't going to be here.
Yeah, literally, yeah. Put a note on the door.
Yeah, rescuing a horse. Gotta go. Yeah.
Do what you gotta do.
Yippers. Mm. Yeah, and Salty was amazing. He was home by himself from 9 until 1, and we came home, and I think he'd, like, pulled on, like, one little scarf that's kind of frilly that I have, like, on my crafting cart in the bedroom, and he, like, pulled on that and got, like, a book, like, a notebook down, and,
The tape.
Packing tape and other tape and a pen. and he got the pen apart but didn't get ink anywhere. And he got the packing tape all chewed so it's all fancy now. And,
Other than that, scotch tape. All the stuff that you think is out of the way. And then you're like, oh.
Yeah. That's okay. Yeah, I haven't had the bedroom, like, open free balling for him.
Well, and everything has to keep moving up as he gets taller.
Yes.
You know?
Legs are just stretching out.
He's growing faster than he's learning. You know, he's so tall.
Faster
now
than we're learning.
Definitely that. Yeah.
Well, and when you're here with him most of the time, you know.
Yeah.
We brought him back over to the farm when we went back to bring fresh blankets and some more fruit for the horse. He did really good. Got to meet the other doggy there, and he met a doggy down at the beach today.
Yeah, doggy.
Yep, big doggy, and it was like doing like a little like pat the paws on the ground, and then he did that back to the dog, but they didn't wind up playing. He was too shy. It was getting late in the day. No. Yeah.
Too shy.
Yeah.
I want to talk about what we ended off last episode before we...
Oh, I don't remember.
...end up going too far and we don't end up talking about it, just in case people are like, what Guinness World Record would Jason actually going for? Like, what... you know?
There we go. Excitement.
That's so...
Yeah, that was my sound effect for
I didn't want to squeak it before because I was scared he'd...
Oh, yeah. He's,
get up now he's that he's chilled
boy
out.
He's a good boy.
You know?
Anyways,
so
Jason's got some...
I've discovered that I had a... well, not discovered. I always knew that I had it, I guess. A hidden talent. I don't know if you'd call it
a talent. I don't think it's a talent. I think it's just a freak show
part
of the body.
Okay. A freakish...
In like all the endearing ways.
Oh, yeah?
Well, okay. The freaks, calling people freaks is like, that's like a...
Right.
You know?
Right, in a cool way.
Yeah.
Different,
not
special.
In like a...
No. I don't want to cage anybody.
No. Be you like, know? You got a sixth finger? That's fucking rad.
Yeah, let's work out an honest wage
super
for
cool
everybody. You
wait,
know?
What? And,
well, you can still work the freak show or a sideshow.
You're trying to make profit off people's...
Why not? I might join the circus after this.
Individualities?
We'll see. See if people want to...
I guess. You know? It's a lot of traveling. I couldn't do it. I won't be able to go on the road with you, but that's okay.
Why not?
Because I'll get motion sickness.
You could do hair for all the... freaks and sideshows?
Yeah, I'll puke everywhere.
You know? Oh.
Not a good traveler.
Right, not a good traveler for the circus. But they're slow, because they on the little squeaky, you know.
I think that's just because you've seen TV shows.
So watch Carnival.
That was just Carnival.
Damn it. Right.
Sorry.
Right. Back in the dusty depression days.
Yep.
That's what I think of when I think of the circus, the Carnival. So,
this usually showed up in the summertime in Drayton, too, so it's pretty dusty there.
Yeah, that's true.
So you gonna tell people what your freakishly big thing is? You tell people about your freakishly big thing?
It's not what you think of. You know, and I'm pointing at my nose, but it's not my nose either. Should I just show them?
Oh, I think they've seen it before. So God damn it, I can't even look. It's crazy. Ouch. So he's like bulking up his tongue as big as he can get it to go around.
For the non-watchers?
And there's the Guinness Book of World Records on how big around your tongue is.
How the thickest tongue, or circumference.
And
it really dries out my throat when I do it, too.
Yeah, you're going all in. That was terrifying.
It's going to hurt when I actually do the record.
Yeah, don't.
A little bit, but it's worth it.
Don't get all...
So, my brother sent me... a clip or whatever, a meme or whatever, of the guy with the world's widest tongue. And it's huge. It's like, comes out to here. You know, it's ridiculous.
But he's just like a flat tongue situation?
Yeah, it's just a flat tongue. But
like,
he can like, feel her head. Yeah. It's flat, but it's like, yeah.
You have a lot of ridges on your tongue.
I know, that's from piercing my own tongue when I was a kid.
I think it, yeah, okay.
Yeah, anyway. That's what the main middle one is.
Okay.
The big one. But that's a whole nother story.
I had a pierced tongue, too, but...
Did you pierce it yourself?
No, I went to
the store.
My
dad probably
didn't
know that. He's probably hearing that for the first time.
Do you still have something in there?
No. No, I did it wrong, because... I did it right.
You just went sideways across?
Yeah, I figured just sort of poking, you know?
Oh.
Well, maybe we could save that story for another
running over
podcast
it with the sewing machine?
It'd be a whole other tongue story.
That's why the sewing machine didn't work that year.
So anyway, my brother sent me this thing about the world's widest tongue.
Okay.
And it was crazy wide. And I was like, holy shit. And he said, you know, because he knows about this little trick that I do.
And it's the meme, and he's with his wife, and his wife has a huge smile on her face. Has a big smile on his,
yeah, exactly.
Implying that she enjoys sitting there.
Yeah. And then I was like, is that because she also just has a wide vagina?
Or would it matter?
He's just covering a lot of surface area.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you just get the whole thing in one.
Right. Right, okay.
One lap. Yeah. Oh. Halfway down your thighs you on go. The side, yeah. But she's into it.
So then James said, oh, I think you got some competition, you know, mm-hmm. for world's biggest tongue kind of deal, or thickest tongue. And I looked it up, world's thickest tongue, and it was like small. It was like 4.8 inches or
That's
something.
Not
and I was
small,
like,
Jason.
And it was like the size of a golf ball. And I was like, or a ping pong ball. And I was like, oh, mine's definitely bigger than that. I can guarantee it already, mm-hmm. even without even looking, you know. And then I came home and did a quick measurement, and it was anywhere.
How'd you measure it, Jason?
That was tough, actually. I couldn't quite figure out the logistics of it mm-hmm. at first, because I tried just like a piece of string or floss.
Yeah.
And then, you know, wrap it around, and then you try to hold the one end, but then I'm like, I can't hold on to the very end of this end, and I got this, but I'm like, so it was just really tough to measure, you know, after many tries and failures, but
this
many
cutie
tries.
Came, like, wandering into the kitchen, and he's like, hey, any thoughts on this? I was like, oh, yeah, just tie a knot in spot, and then you could, like, loop it around. And I think you were using string, and I suggested to use the dental floss.
So then what
to make the story about me.
Yeah, of course, yeah. So then I ended up getting between, like, 5.5 and 6.5 inches. And I was like, well, that's the record right there. That was 4.8.
Isn't
was
that
the
average?
And I'm like, hey, 5.5 to 6.5, they say.
That's what they say.
So then I was like, okay, sweet. Let's fucking look it up. So then I actually did, when I went through the Guinness World Records database, there was a new record last year, 2022.
Oh, no.
From a guy.
Oh,
that's
no.
6.3 inches. Around circumference. So,
on the tongue.
On the tongue.
On the tongue,
world's
you're
thickest
saying.
Tongue.
Okay.
6.3 inches.
Not wiener.
But also on his, he does this maneuver.
What?
He pinches it with his teeth.
That's
gross. He doesn't fold it. I folded it. He doesn't fold it. He just goes and pinches it a little bit, and it looks like it's extra thick.
Is it like a cock ring situation where he's getting like extra blood in there to swell it?
Maybe. Maybe. If he pinches it long enough, I guess. I don't know.
Maybe. Is that how that works?
I don't know. If I pinch things too long, they usually just fall
just
off.
Poop your pants.
So okay. I can't use my teeth because it makes it smaller even. So that's my problem is
usually
my
does.
Mouth is almost too
when,
small.
When you use teeth, it usually makes it smaller.
Yeah, that's true. It just shrinks away. So then when we were doing the knot tying thing, I did a knot at, two knots I did at 6.5 inches.
Uh-oh.
Right? And then I wrapped it around my tongue and I went further than that. So I think I got the record beat. It'd just be a matter of getting the actual measurement, showing it properly to the Guinness World Record people. Mm-hmm. So I sent in for all the official, signed all the forms and did all that stuff. And now I'm just waiting for my guidelines that they send me on how to actually do it and the pictures and resolutions needed and stuff. And it says it should be, it can take up to 12 weeks for them to go through it all and send it to you and stuff. Because they have to check their records and make sure that it's still the proper
do
record
they have to,
whatever
like,
it is.
Come and, take pictures and stuff.
So that's the thing is you can pay for all that too.
Oh, you can pay and extra to have them.
It was funny because it was
make
like
a spectacle of you.
It was like, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
So you can,
it might be worth it.
It can take up to 12 weeks to get your guidelines. Or if you pay like $800 US, you can have it done in 5 days.
Oh, like, so the rich have a faster route to
right,
the
exactly.
Guinness Book of World Records?
Yeah, okay. And then you can have, like, a Guinness judge actually there on the day of and stuff for, like, $15,000 US.
Wow.
And everything was, like...
So you're saving up, is what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I really want that judge
that's
there.
That's why you're
to
into the
my
broth
tongue.
And rice noodles.
So I was thinking that we got a dentist appointment this week, mm-hmm. and I was curious if I could ask them if they can, like... Because they're used to dexterity of it all and stuff. And then it's not my hands doing it. I can just concentrate on making my tongue as big as I can.
I don't know if they want to be a part of that.
I'm curious if
maybe
they would
maybe brush your
or
tongue
not.
First.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, like hose me down a little bit first.
Oh, I guess, yeah, you're in there for a cleaning. But
yeah.
They don't really scrape your tongue off for a cleaning, do they? You got to do that first.
Okay. I'm okay doing that, too, myself. You know. But I'm just curious if they would be up for that, something like that. if I explain it to them.
Well, they probably want to be famous.
Well, exactly, right? Like, they could brag that one of their clients has the world's thickest tongue. And we still work around it and get his teeth clean and done, you know?
There you go.
And that might be a good little bonus.
I said, who wants to fucking touch me? Like, oh, God damn it, he's back again.
So, lo and behold, this whole thing that I always thought was just weird and freakish, and I always thought, oh, that's pretty big. I've never seen anyone get one bigger, you know? Turns out, could be the world's biggest.
Hmm.
Are you bored of that one? I was...
So last week's information. Just kidding.
So I'm waiting on my guidelines. I want my things to show up, and
yeah,
because I don't want to screw up the process.
Okay,
because it takes so long. So I just want to make sure that I
they
get
don't
it right
do
the
like a
time,
cast of it where you gotta like onto something.
I gotta get some calipers, some digital calipers that I can measure the length and the width and stuff. That's close.
Yeah, my tongue's really short.
We're showing off our tongues here, folks.
Yep, hurts to do that. Oh, come on, Jason. I gotta look away.
I've been working it out, like as I drive from job to job or whatever. I've like been like.
I'm not sure why your neck is sore. You freaking weirdo.
And it like hurts my jaw right here.
Yeah, I bet it does.
It's like really like.
Hurt
yeah.
my tongue to just do it the one time. That's the first time I've ever actually got it to work.
It's like weirdly painful, and then weirdly like I don't know whether it dries it out or it like tickles my uvula to make me cough or something.
Mm-hmm. Something in there.
Something's tickling my uvula. I'll tickle your
uvula. Wild and crazy. So there's Jason and his
big news.
Body
my
talents.
Thick news. Body
his
talents.
Thickness. He's working on his thickness.
Thickest tongue.
And, so that's Jason.
I got a question for you.
What's he's been up to? What's that?
If you could teleport, you know, to any place in the universe to observe it safely for 1 hour.
Mm.
This is actually your question that you asked me before. But
I wrote it down, too, so I could
oh,
say
shit.
It.
And then I ripped it off right
you
from you.
You fucking ripped it off right in front
hey,
of me.
Digital.
But that's okay. I'll pretend I'm,
digital now,
I'm not even angry.
Pretend. You just stuff it down with brown, you know.
Do you want to read the question with more flair stuff so it sounds interesting?
So, I was curious, Bobby Jean.
Don't add more words, though.
You know, how can I flare it up without adding more words? That's like
just make
impossible.
It sound more fun.
Could teleport any place, universe, safely 1 hour, where go?
If I could teleport to anywhere in the universe to observe it safely for 1 hour, I would go.
I liked my question better. Where go, Bobby Jean? Bob G.
Do I get to teleport back?
I would safely. That's the whole point.
Yeah,
you don't just fizzle out and die
gene.
Then. You know, that would suck. You get 1 hour, then you're toast. Yeah. See?
So there's like the crime spree side of it where you're like, oh, a bank vault. Or there's like...
Okay, I see. Like Fort Knox.
Or, I don't know. Or something like that's like
diamond.
Lighter to carry somehow or something. I don't know.
Diamonds. That's, yeah, I immediately went like, I can only carry like 3 gold bars tops.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
But I don't think that's really who I am as a person. Does it include traveling into the past or the future?
Well...
I guess just past. I won't say future because that hasn't happened yet.
I guess it depends on
as
your word.
Well, I guess it maybe has. But
like for me, one of mine was like I'd like to see like right before the Big Bang,
mm-hmm.
sort of.
Okay.
So like technically that's back in time, but that's also
you just see God out there with his pot like he's cooking popcorn and
yeah,
it's just
exactly.
like
yeah.
bang,
yeah.
there's
boink,
the universe.
There's the universe. Boink, another universe. Boop, 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 boop,
yeah,
boop, boop,
exactly.
Multiverse.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
That's how it happened, you guys.
See that. Jesus Pop.
You're
Jiffy
like,
Pop.
What?
Jiffy Pop, but with a capital G.
Blows your hair back.
You know?
Because you're so interested in it.
Yeah, so technically that's time, but also distance.
Yeah.
Because theoretically,
anywhere in
if
the
I
universe,
can go back in the universe far enough,
yeah.
then that should take me back to the Big Bang.
So some people might be like, Mars, or
right.
I want to see you on the other side
right.
of the
Which
moon.
Which would all be awesome.
Or, not for me.
But if I can only have one... You know, for an hour.
Yeah. I guess kind of because I'm an animal junkie, I'd like maybe like the Galapagos Islands underwater or something.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? To right, be able right, to right. see, oh, you know, cool. I'm like, oh, if you go down in like the big rift in the water, you're not going to be able to see anything.
Well,
right?
That sounds like the Marianas Trench, if you could see.
But
the,
yeah, and, but yeah.
Freeze.
Yeah, probably. Probably okay. something like that because, you know, I'm not going to drown because it's a safely situation. So
okay.
that.
See, and I guess I wouldn't say that just because you could technically just do that as a human almost. Yeah, like you couldn't without a rebreather or whatever or some scuba tanks and stuff, you know.
But where I'm at right now as a person right now, that's
tough to go to the Galapagos and scuba dive next week or whatever safely for an hour. Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
I gotcha.
You know.
Okay.
I mean, short of having, like, family on vacation somewhere nice, like, you know.
Okay.
Like.
For an hour. See, that's my problem, is
if Danny was in Hawaii or something, like, you know, hanging out there, you know, your dad or something, I'd travel.
You just teleport over there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hang out. But I'm not going to fucking cold-ass BC, too. Sorry, Dad.
Cold-ass BC.
You know.
Yeah. Not going to Soyuz and hanging out for an hour.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be nice.
I think so.
But.
You could still have fun.
I'd like to, you know, if I could come back and tell them what the original Bing Bang. Big, bing, bing bang? Bing bang. Bing bang. Walla walla bing bang.
Sounds like it affected your brain and all that travel.
Yeah, screwed it up already.
Okay, so I got a question that I wrote down.
I have a different answer though,
about too. That.
Okay.
Okay, do you want to do your other answer or you're just going to mess it up?
Now that I forced it all in there.
Okay. Would it be the same place at different ages of your life? Like, say, at, like, 5 years old, if you could go anywhere for an hour compared to, like, right. Like, do you think you'd still want to go to the Big Bang if you were, like, 15?
So, like, at five, you'd, like, Chuck E. Cheese or something.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Do you think yours would change a whole bunch?
Mine...
Or at 20 years?
Yeah, mine would change at, like, say, probably 13 or 14 or something when I started getting into science and space and learning about that kind of stuff, probably. Because I've always had just a huge fascination with, like, how did it happen? When did it happen? Why did it happen? And all that kind of stuff, you know? And if there's a chance to see and learn that.
See that kind of stuff.
That'd be amazing, you know?
For sure.
But, and that's, to me, that's literally, like, the ultimate thing.
Yeah.
Sort of that I could think of, but if I was like five, then it'd be almost be like I want to go into
grandma's house,
a monkey cage in the zoo, and play with the monkeys, and you know that kind of thing. Definitely not grandma's.
I guess if your cousins are there, it's sort of
hey-o. I see what you're saying there,
goofing around and jumping around on the. Oh no! I just meant like all the families, a bunch of monkeys running around.
Oh,
they're
I see.
Like wild kids,
right?
You know, all you cousins. Right. Out there jacking around.
I don't know. What about you when you were younger and stuff?
As a kid, I don't know. I don't want to take the time to speculate. Probably be like go to a friend's house or something. Or Egypt. I was always like, I want to go to see Egypt because mom liked Egypt. And I think they did a thing on it in elementary school or something. Okay. Definitely, like, there's times in my life that I would have been, like, just being a detective. Like, when my first fiancé was cheating on me, and when my ex-husband was cheating on me, and everybody freaking knew, and I knew, but I didn't have any proof, and so I was just...
Be like a fly on the wall somewhere.
Yeah, and, just to know for sure for myself, so I'd just shut the door behind that instead of being...
Right.
Not being a quitter, you know? Right. Like, I hung in way too long because... You know, my family was like, you don't be a quitter. And, you know, I didn't want to let Grandma Vina down because I felt like my mom had let Grandma Vina down when she left my dad. So Grandma Vina gave her a hard time.
Hey.
She's like, you don't leave them. You work it out. You know, and mom was like, no, it's done.
Old school.
Yeah. So.
And there's definitely something to be said for that, for working it out and not, giving up or giving in.
But,
you know.
Yeah.
I think when both people know it's time to.
Or if somebody else has moved on.
Or whatever, yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah. So I was just thinking, like I said, after 13 or 14, I'd, like, be into space and everything. Mm-hmm. But then I was like, but I bet also at, like, 16-ish or something, they're definitely just
Somewhere where you can see boobs.
Gross and creepy.
The strip club.
For sure. Yeah. I'd freeze it and teleport me into the girls' locker room or
Keanu Reeves' bedroom.
Oh, I don't know if I'd pick that.
For me, when I was, you know, teen or something.
The big thing for Keanu?
I thought he was dreamy. I thought everybody was dreamy, though.
Yeah, hey. You know, definitely, like, as awesome as I like to think I am, or whatever,
you'd have
you know,
some sort of fancy,
they're definitely a
scholastic answer.
Yeah, you know, if it was like somebody just walked up and I can teleport you anywhere, save it for an hour.
Yeah,
shit. Well, the girls are just starting volleyball.
Maybe I've you always just wanted pop me to into see that some
locker
boobies.
Room there real quick. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
yeah, but they can
and
see
safely.
You too.
Yeah, that'd be the weird thing. Would be like, how does that work for safety?
I guess they're just cool with it or something.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, you know, it turns into the full fantasy of, have you never seen these before? Let me show you.
I got this new rebounder. I'm just going to jump on it for a little bit. Oops, I fell down.
I'm so sorry. Oh, we should shower, I guess.
Now we're all soapy.
Jason, can you help us soap us down?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm scared. I'm running out.
Yeah. Just poop your pants.
That'd be my 1 hour. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. 1 hour's up. Ding.
Yeah.
You son of a...
Oh, well.
Yeah. I don't know. That was a good one, though. That was a good question.
Yeah, it's
I like
cool
the Egypt
question.
One, because I was like... That was a lot of times my answer, too, is if you could travel back in time, where's one of the first places you'd pick? One of the first places would be, like, Egypt, when the pyramids are made, or, like, Göbekli Tepe, when, you know, any kind of huge... Easter Island. I think they've sort of figured that one out, you know, but like somewhere it's just how?
Atlantis.
How did you do that? You know, yeah, that'd be cool. That'd be a weird one actually, because if it doesn't exist, then what happens? Where do you teleport to? Nowhere?
Just the ocean.
It's just drop you in the middle of the ocean. I guess you'd be safe.
Just stuck inside a book for an hour.
Yeah. Stuck inside Plato's brain.
Yeah.
Like, oh, shit.
Yep. Or Nostradamus, I think he was one of the people that had said that, gave a lot of details about it.
Yeah. No, was that him? Plato was the one that wrote about it and everything. I was just thinking that, because Nostradamus was all about, like, predicting future calamities. I don't know, we got that old school movie with John Malkovich as Nostradamus. I keep Notre Dame, like the school.
We watched Leo.
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty good. I don't know if you guys have had a chance to watch Leo. It's the new Happy Gilmore, Adam Sandler.
Happy Madison.
Yeah. It's about a classroom and their pets. And they have like a super old lizard in there. And it's kind of the adventures that this lizard has and how he connects with the kids. And Jason didn't like it. But
it's not that I didn't like it, but it was just sort of...
Sleeping a bit through
a little
it.
Vanilla.
You're sleeping through a bunch of it.
But I don't think so.
I loved it. I thought it was really cute. Because it's Bill Burr that plays the tortoise in there with him, or the turtle.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's a lizard.
Squirtle the turtle.
And the lizard finds out that they only live to be like 75 in captivity. And he starts doing some trouble trying to do some math. And so he has got a...
Oh, he gets.
He has to get the other classroom that teaches math to talk to the other pets in that class to.
They only do fractions because they're grade 4 or whatever, grade 5 or whatever they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they have to like try to figure out how old he is, and then they realize, oh shit, he's like gonna die soon, right?
Yeah.
And then it's this whole adventure of him thinking this is the last of his time, and he's gonna try to make the most of what's going on, and. It's a great show. Yeah. You guys should definitely. It's a cartoon.
Yeah.
It's called Leo.
Yeah, that was cute. Yeah. Definitely, you know, I like those little things about like the grades.
Yeah,
and they can only know what they know because they've just been lived in that room.
They've only been in that classroom. They've had teachers come and go and stuff, and
so they know fractions, but that's it. He's trying to do the math. You know, he's like. What did he say? Something about, I can't remember how he says it. How many times is 74 going to 75 or something like that? And he's trying to figure out the fractions of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Yeah, it's cute.
Yeah, it's makes you realize it's good to appreciate that the life that you got. And sometimes you don't know who you Who you're making connections with.
Till it's gone. They paradise, put up a parking spot.
Well, and like every year they get a new bunch of kids, right?
Yeah, for sure. So. Yeah. And then he can remember the kids from years past and stuff too.
References back to them.
Yeah.
Yep. There's some good stuff in there. I really liked it.
Yeah, it was definitely a feel-good story for sure.
And if any of you guys are feeling a little old sometimes, it's kind of cute.
Don't listen to me on it. Just watch it, because I also went into it thinking it was...
You thought it was a raunchy adult comedy.
I mean, not even... Yeah. Not too crazy or whatever, but I didn't know the thing about that he was part of the school and any of that stuff at all. Like, yeah. I didn't know that there was any feel-good heart-type stuff in it.
Yeah, it's a show for kids, but definitely I, as an adult, totally enjoyed
plenty
it.
Plenty of adult jokes in it still. And yeah, for sure. Yeah, yeah, it was good.
Yeah. And we watched Oppenheimer finally, and that was really good.
Yeah.
I think we had to split it up between two nights because I was tuckered out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we definitely did.
Yeah, really well done as well.
Yeah, that was fun.
Like, the jumping back and forth in time was a little weird for me.
A little weird. Yeah. And the audio, like, I read an article about Christopher Nolan stuff, and he, like, records on the day all his audio and stuff. No dubbing after, ADR, they call it, you know, or anything after. So it was, to me, it's tough because then I'm constantly just sort of volume up, okay, volume down.
Yeah, then, as soon as chaos, anything chaos, that's added
volume
in,
down and dialogue volume up, you know.
Anything that's recorded on the day, which is like all the dialogue, is like one level, and then all the other stuff is added in on top of that to make it all juicy and awesome and give you the ride, but then you can't really hear the dialogue, but then all the other stuff's like way too freaking loud.
Super loud. And which I just let me adjust my own volume for the whole thing overall. Like, make the levels of all the stuff after the After Effects
quite a bit quieter,
and then I can choose to crank everything up if I want it louder.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like, I don't need that to, oh, now I'm fully impacted by the action because the music is six times louder.
And the dog comes scrambling out from underneath the couch because it's like, holy shit.
Everybody's freaking out.
Yeah, there's just machine guns and everything else, but
What was the other one? Oh, Boy Swallows Universe.
Yeah, we've been watching that one, just the first season, and it's, if you liked Shameless.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I felt like there was, like, the brothers in it really Lip kind of made me feel like it was, like, a good camaraderie and you know, just growing up poor and sort of criminality and, you know, it's well done for sure, but it's probably not for everybody.
Yeah, it's definitely, it has its hard spots.
Yeah.
For sure. Like, not hard to get through. It was really compelling and easy to get through.
But oh,
like,
yeah, for sure.
Just and hard well, as, and...
It's a tough story.
Some stuff that's sort of hard to watch and real. That's the thing about it. That's
and it's
why
nice
it's hard,
that
it's
just
real.
It's just going to be the one season, right? Because they...
I guess.
Yeah, they end it.
There's nothing that, where could they go?
They wrap it up in a nice little bow. At the end of it, I was like, oh, okay. Yeah.
That's fair.
Nice.
Yeah. No, it was great. I really liked it.
Satisfying ending to the season. So you think, okay, well, then they're just going to do the one. Which is neat that they're doing more of that. People aren't trying to be Friends or Cheers or Seinfeld and have, like, you know, forever. They're like, okay, we can do one season and done and be, like, working towards something else and doing another story rather than just milking the shit out of the one. Because they're like, okay, good, we got everybody on here. We're just going to make them do the same thing for
or like
17 years.
Like a True Detective or Fargo, where they switch it up.
Yeah.
Switch all the cast and everybody pretty much. And
which I've heard really good things about the season so far.
Yeah, we got new Fargo. We got to watch.
Or True Detective?
Or True Detective. Just the first episode, I think, so far.
That was the one I was thinking of, not Fargo.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay, are you wrapping it up?
May as well.
With your nice little bow?
Well, with my nice little bow.
You don't want to talk about the swearing thing?
I don't want to talk about what swearing.
We'll bring the swearing thing up next time.
What fucking swearing thing?
It's, let me see my notes here. I got my notes here.
Bobby Jean took notes, everybody.
It's on that Joe Rogan Experience podcast when Dr. Andrew Weil was on there.
Oh, okay.
And they do a thing. It's episode 12-13. It's, he talks about the science of swearing.
Right.
Can I just
go ahead.
Touch into it a little bit? Or should we wait for next week? What do you guys think?
Leave a cliffhanger?
Yeah, but we'll leave a cliffhanger.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. You guys can check out the Science of Swearing if you want and watch that episode, the Joe Rogan Experience, episode 12-13 with Dr. Andrew Weil. if you feel like it, it's in there.
Do a little cross promotion for Joe Rogan. He needs the he's yeah. the bump, right?
He so. Totally needs lots of people helping him. No, he's rad. Same with
I think Dr. let's Rob. Save it because we could probably really touch on that for a while.
Yeah, it's fucking interesting and you know? Stuff, eh?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll touch on that next week, I guess.
We'll try to contact Dr. Andrew because he's a semi-local.
Yeah, used to have property just down the road.
You know,
I'm pretty sure I saw him Christmas Day when I was walking back from the farm. I think he was walking his dog.
I cleaned out his hot tub once. So that makes us family, right?
Like after a party? Or?
No.
Oh, just at the beginning of the season, getting it ready.
Yeah.
Okay, that's... Yeah. I was worried there for a minute.
It was a job.
It was
a legit paid job. Oh my God.
Like a little kitty cat just cleaning her right out. Just a little huge hairballs. Super fan. Yeah. No, we'd never do that to your hot
thickest,
tub.
With my world's thickest tongue.
It's just covered in body hair. And Jason's doing weird tongue shapes.
I can either go like... really round and thick, or I can go.
Oh God, I gotta look away. It's too much. It's scaring me.
All right. Okay. Hopefully, everybody out there can handle it.
Oopsie doopsie.
Lose everybody on the first.
Lose your cookies on that one.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us for another week. It is lovely to see you guys or be here with you. Mm-hmm. Proud of you for making it through another week. Weeks aren't always. Easiest to get through.
7 whole days sometimes.
Yeah, freaking did it, you buddies.
Know, I mean,
way to go. High fives and hugs and whatever else you guys need.
Hugs and drugs.
You know
what? I think that's what they say.
What?
Is that how that saying goes? Hugs and drugs. This is good. Hugs and drugs.
I don't know who you're hanging out with, but.
They are awesome, though.
I guess.
They're super happy all the time.
That's true. They're all buggered up.
Yeah.
Hopefully they're not driving. Anyways, stay safe out there, you guys. Love you. And we'll see you next week.
Yeah. Find us on the old social medias.
Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. If you can like and subscribe, that helps us the best. Yes,
subscribe that button.
It doesn't cost you anything, and it really helps for us. Helps more people to find us and tell your cool friends. No dicks.
No dicks.
Wrapping it up in a nice little bow. I really hope you like all of our stories. We don't really have an outro yet. Hope we didn't cause too many boreys. That's when you get bored and you're like, fuck this. And you space out and you look over there.
Don't
wanna quit listening cause you love us. And you're putting up with our shenanigans.
Yeah.
Love you.